City leaders have big plans for an expansion of preschool services in Seattle if voters approve a property tax hike in November. Mayor Ed Murray's program would aim to serve thousands of low-income preschoolers and even some kids from middle-income families within 15 years. But the big plans could come with a big price tag. KPLU educational reporter Kyle Stokes asked where the money will come from long-term.
The plan is clear. For the first 4 years, voters would have to approve a $58 million property tax increase to get the mayor's pre-K plan off the ground. But after those 4 years, Mayor Murray says the long-term funding plan is not yet clear.
We're going to have to grow our financial commitment over time as people see the value in this.
The mayor's current proposal calls for growing the program from serving 280 preschoolers in the program's first year to serving 2,000 preschoolers 4 years later. But there are potentially twice that many Seattle kids who aren't getting early childhood care now. Reaching those kids will easily involve millions more dollars. To find that money, Office for Education Director Holly Miller says the city could engage with philanthropic organizations interested in pre-K. But taxpayers will still likely have to foot a significant portion of the bill.
What we do want to try to do is put in place a sustainable, long-term funding source to support kids over time. Mm-hmm. So that probably doesn't suggest relying on private partnerships as much.
But that doesn't necessarily mean the city will need another ballot measure in 4 years. The mayor says in the future, he believes Seattle will have a crack at getting more state and federal money to foot the pre-K program's costs. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.